Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to DC. You know where you're at, the USA cap. You're taking it slightly, I'm taking it slightly.
Of Tales Corner, because I know we had football last weekend, but we really only had one game. We got football tonight, tomorrow,
and most football.
Like my uncle used to say with that deep sea thing, tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got one of the people in their family from D.C. that say tomorrow like that. Tomorrow, we got football Thursday, and we got it on Sunday. Is that bad? Yeah, baby. Hey, listen.
There you go.
Be careful. I'm going to lose my mind, huh? I'm going to lose my absolute pig feet, hog maw, used to loving mind. Because I can't eat it no more, so I used to eat it.
No, sir.
I used to love it. I can't do it no more.
No, sir.
I have left behind the swine. Yeah, that bad.
I can't with him. I can't.
I had three. I let it go, girl.
You have to. Uh-huh. That's right. That means bacon, too. People think because they stop eating. They stop eating swine, that they can still eat a piece of bacon here and there. No, stop it.
Man, please, I remember a
care.
Time. Yeah, listen. I remember a time when breakfast for me was like a little tray with nothing but bacon on it. Nothing but bacon. And then, listen, I would finish out my breakfast with a nice Newport. So I was really doing wrong. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Back then, I was my own worst enemy. And look, don't nobody tell Marcus, okay? Because I hear enough from Marcus about my unhappy living, unhealthy living at one time in my life. I don't need to hear no more from him. Trust me. But,
I know that's
you
right.
Hey, listen. I hope you all are prepared for the show on today. Lady
yeah.
T and DMV Kale, we're going to have our first implementation of Lady T's pick. You know why? Because we're having our first implementation. I just like saying that, T. Don't that sound like
that's a new word, y'all.
Yeah, it makes me feel impotent. Yeah, it's not bad. So, yeah, we're going to have our first full football implementation. Yeah, that's right. So with AT&T running that down for us in the come the second half hour, second hour of the show. But in this first hour, we're going to talk MLB, the latest in the MLB. Players being called up from AAA as teams are making their move for their position in the postseason. I'm telling y'all, watch this thing. I know a lot of people say, Carol, you keep saying the same thing. You keep saying the same thing about baseball. But I do not want you guys to miss this. I really don't, because if you miss it, you're going to feel bad. You're really going to feel bad. And you're going to wonder what in the heck happened, because everybody around you that paid attention and watched this thing will have something to say about this season's playoffs. Trust me. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
The whole NBA has decided to tire Bill Russell's number 6. So we're going to discuss a little bit of that, and you know, all of us didn't get an opportunity to witness Bill Russell doing his thing in the prime or the greatness of the situation, but we've all seen tapes, we've all seen playback of what it was, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to discuss the latest news on Kevin Durant and the Nets. And I said this, the Nets, Treece, they're like, okay, you can have Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Give me two of your starters, three if possible. We want two players off the bench. I mean, they are actually trying to get teams to empty their whole lineup for that one player, Kevin Durant. And I'm gonna go deep into it when we talk about this, but it's funny. Trust me, it's funny, guys. Russell Westbrook and his latest actions on Twitter that has LA fans and LA players alike not real happy with Mr. Westbrook. Safe to say, kind of peeved at Mr. Westbrook. So we're going to get into that. And the NFL preseason, y'all. Preseason now. Like my man Tommy, rest in peace, for Martin. We're talking preseason, y'all. Kicked off tonight with two great games. The New York Giants versus the New England Patriots, and the Titans versus the Rams. The Titans versus the Rams, and a whole plethora, a tree. I'm pulling all type of words out tonight, Jordy. Got that back.
Hey, you going for it. You are going for it. Go ahead, ma'am.
A whole plethora of games this tomorrow, this weekend, and everything. So we are finally going to be able to dive into some football. Even though it's preseason, we still, hey, listen, here at Kale's Corner, Lady T and DMV Kale, we're in preseason as well. So we're working out our preseason kinks and do's and don'ts and all of that. So we're having Lady T's picks. Yeah, I know you all ready for that. I personally have been waiting for that. Now, remember, this is preseason. This is preseason. So there'll be no financial obligation. Goodness gracious, I did it again. Woo! No financial obligation will be required for your picks this preseason. Everybody understand that? In layman's terms, you can pick without paying no money. That's basically all I'm saying. You can pick your picks without paying any money. So it's just for fun. We're looking for some fun with it here, okay? So on these topics and much, much, much more on today's episode of Kel's Corner. Lady T. Before we really get in it, I have to send a shout out at a girl, a pat on the back for my co-host. And this is a surprise. She doesn't know this. But the way we worked on Tuesday's episode with Marcus bringing his new segment of Tuesday's Help Tips, and we rolled through it, and we made such a smooth transition from the talk show to the Help Tips and then back to the talk show. That was phenomenal, and I thank you. I appreciate you, and I, for one, am glad that my co-host with Demo. That's about
I appreciate that. It was helpful. It was really helpful, and it worked, and it flowed perfect, just like we planned it. It was perfect. And I'm looking forward to next Tuesday doing the same thing.
That's what's up. Let me break this down. Let me stop. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Get you some and wet your whistles and how now, brown cow, all that you need for when we come back. We're going to jump into the MLB, and you guys are going to be a part. People online, we see y'all. We see y'all. So we want some comments. We want some comments from you guys so Lady T can read it out loud and let you guys join in and be a part of Kel's Corner conversation. Y'all talking about. Okay, so 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Guess what? We'll be right back. I got to hear one more time, Trace. I don't need to.
Go for it.
Hey.
Welcome to DC. You know when you're at the USA Cup, you're taking it lightly. I'm taking it lightly. Now how you so act, so you gon' be right back. Well, we gon' be right here. We gon' be right here. We ain't going nowhere. Welcome to DC. DC, the home of Chuck Brown. Oh, you don't know the sound? Well, let me break it down. The G-O, the G-O, the M-A-M-B-O. See, though, we've been pumping crank since an embryo. Really, though, it's the city where the people hold the power. And you can see nine dimes every half an hour. Well, Larson and Joe is the lingo. And brothers Rob.
Woo, girl. I almost hee-hawed myself to death just now, girl. You remember that dance? Oh, that's right. You ain't really into go-go like that. Have called up their top prospect, Vaughn Grissom. Vaughn Grissom made his big league debut Tuesday night versus the Red Sox in his double A release party. That is what I like to call it when these guys come up from double A. It's his double A release party. Welcome to the big league. Grissom has been scouted as one of the top, well, for all of us that remember, when Bryce Harper came up to the Nationals, and there was all this hoopla and fan appeal and love for Bryce Harper, well, Grissom has this in Atlanta. He is what I like to call Atlanta's version of Bryce Harper. Why Why do you say I call him that? Because in a, excuse me, woo, in a two-year double-A career, Grissom has 14 home runs, three. The Bama has 67 RBIs. 67
wow.
RBIs, 27 stolen bases. You know, and Atlanta lost their second baseman, Arcia, so they had to bring Grissom up. And I'm telling you, Younger showed that Atlanta made no mistake pulling him up from the minors.
Yeah.
They showed that they made the correct move by pulling him up
from
the minor league. Exactly. There you go. That's why I see my co-host out. anything you want to say about that, Dree?
I like Vaughn Grissom. I liked him. They had this. I don't think this is his first time being up, but this is. I think this is his first time being up this long. So
yeah, exactly.
The better he do, you know, because you know he. It's sad that he has to come up because somebody got injured. You know what I mean? Because that team is just that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that he had
right.
to come up that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But hey. When it's your turn to shine, you gonna have to do exactly what he's doing to stay in the big league. He got to do exactly what he's doing right now because he's not only auditioning for the Braves, he's auditioning for the MLB because if they don't keep him when Arcia come back, everybody looking. You know what I'm saying? So everybody looking. So this is his audition. He got to do good.
And you know what, real quick, I think that's why they hide these guys in the minor leagues for as long as they do, because their thinking is, we don't want everybody to see him. We don't want everyone to know
exactly.
what he can do, because we'll stand a chance to lose them. So I say to Grissom, good luck, young man. Make it all that you wanted to be up there in this big league, man, and make it so that they can't send you back down. Let's take a call on this. Let's go to our man Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hello. Well, preseason is here.
Yes, preseason is here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any comments with Atlanta on Vaughn Grissom?
No, I can't think of anything for Atlanta, but you know, they haven't been the same team since they lost in the Super Bowl. So, I wonder what's going to happen this year.
The Super Bowl? Look, we're talking baseball right now.
The Braves may have found their man. I mean, their new rookie that came up last night, he had a spectacular debut.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's leading the conversation on Kale's Corner, because he had a spectacular debut, you know. It's rarely do these guys have these type of accolades and attaboys, and they actually show their value. They actually showed their value because, again, like I said, we remember Bryce Harper and all of the kudos and the attaboys and everything that was bestowed upon him. But Bryce Harper really didn't show us anything until he had been here for like a month or two. But Grissom showed his character. He showed himself off first at bat. So, you know, kudos to the young man. Let's take another call.
Yes.
What's going on, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you weren't here. You weren't here when I did it, so I must say it to you as well. We really appreciate and thank you for your health tip on Tuesday, man. Like Tree said, It was very helpful, insightful, and we hope that it steered a lot of people in the right direction. So thank you, brother.
Yeah, I second that
motion. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man.
That's what's up. So, listen, what do you think about Vaughn Grisham with the Atlanta Braves? You know, the Braves had to pull him up due to injury to their second baseman. So, you know.
Their shortstop.
So, you know, we hate that someone had to be injured in order to see this talent.
Yeah.
But hey, man, it's just like my Mercedes broke down, so now I'm going to drive the Lamborghini. You know what I mean? That type of situation.
Facts.
I mean, it's always, once you get that opportunity, you just got to make the best of your first opportunity, and that's what the boy did. You know, everybody been talking about it today. So, I mean, but hopefully it becomes a repeated nose, something that he does all the time.
I'm with you, too. Yeah, you know.
That'd be a good note.
And you can always count on a player having a slump or going through, you know, a down period in their career. I just hope that this young man, when he hits his slump or his down period, you know, the team doesn't lose the appreciation or the value of him. You know, a lot of teams will send the guy back to the minors and everything, and I'm like, you didn't even let him get out of his slump. But then you'll have a major league player who's seriously going through a slump and keep him right there. You know, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. So, you know, I hope that when he does hit that brick, you know, in his career path, they don't just give up on him. You know what I mean? They keep him right where he at, and be patient with the young man. Be patient with him. Let's take another call. 007. What are you doing?
Walking down the street, watching
ladies go by. What you do?
I'm trying to tell you. Hey, look.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
Ron, don't listen to trees. Don't listen to trees. Do not come on. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Y'all talking about do not collect $200.
Why you got to come again?
Hey, you know, bring a little bit of joy up in. Just bring
that's
a joy up in the third quarter. That's all. Hey, I was hearing y'all about the I don't know the guy y'all talk about, but only thing I know that if you box office, you know what I'm saying, you got Scott Boyle's attention to get in that chatter, make things better, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey, Scott Boyle is that dude, man. He is that dude. He's like, what's the guy's name with the Drew Rosenhaus? With the NFL, Scott Boras is Drew with baseball, but Scott Boras is a little bit more because them baseball contracts, you know, they make the NFL contract look like peanuts. You know what I mean? They make the NFL contract look like peanuts. So Scott Boras is doing the daggone thing with them clients, and that's a good call, 007. That you on board with that? You are very, very much on point with that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, because this is why we don't have Juan Soto because, you know what I'm saying, he knew what he was doing. He was like, man, this dude's a superstar for real. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no players around the Nationals right now. Like, he can't be the one-man game. Why not take him somewhere? I can get my 10%, 15%. You can take him to San Diego, whatever the case is, everything fall into place. He get money, he got money. And you're in the contention for a championship.
Everybody get paid.
Yeah, and I'm for that. I'm for players getting paid and getting their money, and you know, because too many times we see guys who we know deserve that money, and it's a whole lot of him and Juan and playing around and jerking around and back and forth. You know, and it just gets to the point where it just gets to the point where, you know, it's like, come on, man. Must we play this game with everyone? You know?
Yeah.
Must we go through this with everyone? We know the dude is a prospect. We know the dude is worth every penny that you know, he's requesting. Give him that money and move the hell on, man. You know, excuse me if any children are listening, but, you know, for real, man, give them that money, man. Stop playing around with these dudes' careers and livelihoods, because we know a injury is inevitable.
One play away.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, and we're looking at an injury. And we want – go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think somebody need to mute their phone. That's what that was.
Oh, okay. We can't allow something that's inevitable in the sport to taint the sport. You know what I mean? That's you, Tree.
Kim, empty out your vocabulary today, why don't you? Come on with it.
Why don't? You know what?
empty it out.
Inevitable. You know,
come on, empty it out,
bro.
Come on, give it to us today, okay? You give it to us today.
What?
I just want you to know that.
We're going to take another call. Shout out, Tree. What's up, Darren?
What's going on, D?
How y'all doing?
Take yourself off mute.
Yeah,
hey, B.
Yeah, I hear you. What's up, little bro?
How y'all doing? I ain't nothing. We talking about baseball?
Yes, sir. Talking about Vaughn Grissom. Atlanta Braves. Yeah, the young guy that they called up from AAA. And he might, you know what? We can say he won that game versus the Red Sox. So, yeah, we're talking about the young man who was called up and won the game versus the Red Sox.
Called up and won the game. All right, so I like him because he's a winner. So I'm rocking with whatever. I'm rocking with.
Hey, look, we know.
Put him back on hold.
I'm rocking.
Put him back on hold.
You rocking with him, young?
Yeah, I'm rocking with him. What's his jersey number?
What's his jersey number?
Boy,
yeah, we gotta figure that
boy.
Out. Right there.
Yeah, we gonna figure that out, man. And you know what? Actually, guys, I'm with Darius on this one. Number one, my team is out of it. So I can jump on with someone else at this particular time. And so being as though I can, yeah. The young man is now. That's not to say I'm with Atlanta. I'm not saying that at all. They're in my division.
I was just about to ask that too.
I
ain't mean for me.
And you know what, 007? It was with you in mind that I said no. I'm not with Atlanta. I'm not saying that I'm with Atlanta.
I know
Atlanta.
That's right. We need some clarification.
Yeah. I can appreciate I can appreciate what Grissom did this week. I can appreciate him, his skill set, and how he put that thing out there. So, yeah, I'm still a Net. I'm still a Washington Nationals. But because my team is in the dirt right now, you know, because our owners are trying to sell everybody off, you know.
That's true.
I can look across the league and appreciate what I'm seeing. You know what I mean?
Hey,
all right, let's take another call. Go ahead.
Can I say the prospects that's stepping up big time, though, although we are in the playoffs, but it's good to know who's going to be in tune for the spring training for next year. And I know our skip are going to get us where we need to go at, because I know it's going to be a rebuild. So it's something to watch to the end of the season, though. See who our players going, you know, for the next spring. Because, you know, it's experience before they go to the next season.
Okay. Yeah, I can get with you on that. My twin, huh? Friend to the end. What's up, big boy?
What's up, big boy? Long time to hear.
Hey, man. I've been running. My daughters keep me busy.
Yeah, they just don't.
My dad's soccer and kickball and all that. Yeah, but good to be back on the corner with y'all.
I know that's right.
You're talking about this young dude, Grisham. I haven't had an opportunity to see him play, but I'm hearing good things about him. And I definitely feel like, you know, these rookies, when they come out and they do their thing in the beginning, that's something. That's when you know you got a special player.
Yeah.
That's when you guys know you got somebody to understand the game and understand their role in the game. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good move. And like that was called the saying, I'm looking forward to seeing what Washington do, you know, in the offseason, spring training and all that. Because I know they're not getting rid of their big guns just to be sorry next year. I don't know what type of stats you ever beat. So. And 007, is that the caller formerly known as 67?
No, that's Ronnie.
Okay. Hey, nice to meet you, my brother. I'm Steve Urkel's brother. Did I do that?
Big
boy. Okay. It's two of them. You got 007 and then you got 57.
Okay.
They brothers. They should be brothers.
We got two now, huh?
Yeah, 007 and 57.
Okay. Right.
Only difference is I'm a Burgundy and Gold fan.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He in y'all house.
Yeah.
Hey,
listen. Y'all ignore trees. Yeah, I mean, she's just going to rub that in, that name. You know what I mean?
Hey, big boy, did you tell your mother what you said, Kevin? Why would I tell you?
What I missed? Nothing.
He's not never calling them the Commanders, ever. He's not doing it. He can't do it.
If they ate him,
I had to dig into his closet of word, but the inevitable happened over the weekend.
If they 8-1 by week 10, then I call them that name. But until then, they are Burgundy and Gold.
Listen, that ain't what your calendar, your host on the phone. He said that they were the Commanders. That what he said.
Well, they might as well take command.
They
might take command this year.
I'm going to get poetic with you. A rose by any other name is just as sweet. So I don't care what you call them. They're going to do their thing when they get the field.
Ooh.
come on with it. Baby. I know that's right.
I like that.
Don't try to sit, big boy. Don't try to come on here and get helping your brother out. Don't do that.
Really going to hit that wall and hit it hard. And we see Minnesota is one of those teams that has hit that wall, you know? So, hey, baseball, baseball.
Hey, Cardinals are strong. Oh, the Cardinals are strong in the Central, though. Real strong. I wanted to make a correction. Instead of the Padres, because the Padres and the Cardinals in the same conference, I'll say the Cardinals and the Yankees.
No, they're not.
No, they're in the same conference. Yeah,
no, they
in the NL, right. I know, in the NL
you mean
West.
The whole NL. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I got you. Okay, you're right.
Okay.
So I'm Cardinals and the Yankees in the World Series.
I mean, we got somebody online that said, Daddy Anderson. He said, my O's are on a roll, honey. Let me see what the O's doing. Let me see what the O's doing. I told her they're so far back, I can't even understand what O's.
My Betty.
Okay. My Betty, somebody's talking to you. Go ahead. She can hear you.
We loved your O's when they had Cal Ripken, but as things are going right now, your O's
they're only 12 games behind the Yankees.
Okay, do you think they're going to catch
in the wild card chase?
They got more division wins than the Yankees. They 73,
right,
Yankees 2-8.
Well, hey, I stand corrected.
I stand corrected too.
But Mama Betty, all I'm gonna tell you is on your Orioles.
I told y'all now.
I know she did.
They got
Let's
a better brother than us too.
Let's see what they do, BJ. I told her BJ. Let's see what they do, BJ.
That's what we're watching for. That's what we're watching for. And you know what? I talked that trash, but I appreciate the fact that that this is something else we have to watch in baseball. I'm telling you, there are so many storylines in the MLB that we can just sit back and enjoy all the different storylines. Now, like Mama Betty said, you know, the Orioles are a team for us to watch to see where they go. What happens with them, you know? So yeah, it's a lot going on in baseball. Now the Mets and what's his name? Francisco Lindor,
yeah.
Okay. Has been a conduit in the Mets offense this season. I mean, I truly haven't watched him myself or the Mets, but from what I hear, he's like an offense starter with this Mets team. He's like a guy that gets it going for this Mets team. You know?
Yes, that's a perfect example of how you describe him. That was perfect because that is who he is. He like that person that when he get up to bat, He 85% of the time he gonna get on base, or he gonna get you to the next level. Like if he trying to get you to third base,
stuff.
You on first. You get me. If he up the bat, like he's so dependable, one of those dependable guys. I agree 100% with that.
And listen, remember that guy that we had with the Nationals, Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
Anthony Rendon was a Mr. Dependable. When the Nats need a hit, be it a home run, a triple, a double, or a single, Anthony Rendon was that guy that gave it to the team. Anthony Rendon was that guy. Exactly. He delivered unbelievable, especially during that playoff run. So hey, like you said, man, we all know because we're all baseball fans and we watch the game. So it's you can look at what's going on and say to yourself, okay, I see this team playing great defense, this team not so good away from home, this team great, you know, or on the road, this, you know. It's so many story. It's just so many storylines, guys.
That's true.
The game of
that's so true.
Especially with that wild card.
I love that wild card.
Y'all noticed how I talk about it. That's how our Nationals won 2019, that wild card. You know, like you say, anything can happen. Underdog
right
to the top.
That's right. Yeah. So hey, listen, I advise you guys and I implore you guys, watch this baseball playoff push, man. Because it's going to be something great. It's going to be something great, and we all are going to be happy with what we see. All right, okay. On that note, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782, NBA when we come back, y'all, NBA talk, yeah. Found out that was a Dr. Dre beat. It was like it all made sense. You know, the butterfly landed on the wall just slowly and perfectly. The moon was in line with the stars. Everything just went right. You know, the starburst I was eating was the best starburst I had tasted in my life. You know, all of that, over Dr. Dre and Mary J. Blige, let's get it crossed. Yeah. The whole NBA has decided to retire Bill Russell's number 6 jersey. The whole NBA has decided to retire that number 6 jersey. And I think that is a great, great tribute to the man and the player, Bill Russell. You know what I mean? Lady T.
Even Dr.
Yeah, I agree.
Dr. J.
Excuse me?
On Dr. J's number 6 jersey is retired too?
Well, I don't know how exactly they're going to go about that. But being the sportsman and gentleman that Dr. J is, he probably would not have a problem with that. He probably would not because, just remember, all the number 6 Dr. J jerseys will stay in rotation. Mm-hmm. But the number 6, the actual jersey number for players from 2023 on, no one will have that 6. So not only is the Sixth going to retire for Bill Russell, but it'll be retired for Dr. J and other players who may have worn that number. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And again, like I say, because of the gentleman that Dr. J is, you know, I can see him allowing that to relinquish without any hassle or, you know, any whining or crying about, you know, well, my jersey, hey, dude, you know, your number six was great, too. Nobody is doubting that. But 11 championships, one as a player and a coach, come on, bruh.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Come on, bruh. Hey, big boy, here go your man, big boy. What's up, 57?
What's happening, everybody?
what's
up, little lady T, 007?
Hey,
I don't know who else on here, but everybody else on here, what's happening with you? Sound like Brother Tang. Look, all it's going to mean is that you won't be able to wear the number in the NBA no more. All the paraphernalia that got Dr. Dre's name, I mean, Dr. J's name on it out there. That'll still be out there. people like LeBron, who already are wearing the number, they're going to be grandfathered in. And so when they retire, then that number will be out. Won't nobody else. Yeah, that'll be it for them. You know, so it's just like 42 in baseball. Well, no difference.
Right, right.
Just like 42 in baseball.
Right, gotcha.
You know.
Okay.
You know, the only thing they got
to
decide is when they're going
to
do it.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
That's great.
You should be honored like that.
Yeah. Look how many years Russell was the face and carried the lead by himself. So, I can see that being a tribute to him in that manner. You know, get a man and you know, pay respects to the man. Pay respects to the man.
And, you know,
go ahead.
If you don't mind me saying, Kale, I feel personally that as far as Russell goes, the NBA gave him his flowers along the way. You know, they didn't hold back.
Yeah.
You know, they recognized him as being the great. You know, they named the trophy after him, 2 months before he passed? You know, I think they honored him. I think they honored him. And I think there's another good step.
He actually received his flowers. Like, he was actually...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know, all
exactly.
of that. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Unlike the NFL, who wants to put these guys in the Hall of Fame and acknowledge them after they've already passed away. You know?
Right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Get these dudes their flowers while they're still living, man. You know?
Yeah.
Let them know just how important they were to the sport or the game that they sacrificed so much to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give them their flowers, man. So hats off to the NBA for this decision, and that's a good job. That's a great job, really, you know? Kevin Durant, y'all. I told you in our production meeting, I'm changing his name from Durant to Diva. His new name is Kevin Diva. And the Nets, they're his pimp. I'm trying to tell you. And the Nets are saying, if you want a piece of Kevin Diva, you got to give me 3-4 of your starters, some bench players, some draft picks, some money. They're basically making it such a crazy and outrageous trade that guess what? Nobody's going to go for it. So Kevin doing everything, and guess what? The Nets will always be able to say, well, you know, we put it out there what we wanted, Nobody wanted to bite on that. We can't offer the trade and make the trade at the same time. It takes
at
a trading partner. You know, it takes a trading partner. And no one wanted to partner up with this thing. So, you know, yeah.
All I'm saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. Finish your statement. Shay Shay Gilchrist said, I told y'all he was a diva last Tuesday.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes.
If he would have played with, what's sad is, if he played with the brothers, he would have won the championship.
Yeah, I guess
you don't trust that, right? If he was to play here, he'd win a championship. I believe that.
Why?
Why?
Because he's fighting so hard against it. I do too. Because he fight. Listen, if you fight something so hard like that, you fighting against it, that means it's meant to be. If you fighting so hard against it, you know what I'm saying? It keep coming up. Everywhere you go, somebody's saying something about it. Those are not coincidences. Those are, you know, and that's bigger than all of us saying, hey, go home and play. Won't you try that?
Let me ask a question, though, sis. Do you hear anybody else asking that question other than us, the people here in Washington, D.C.? Because we don't never hear the NBA bringing it up. I don't hear them bringing it up of him coming here to play.
Well, I heard it a couple times, not as much as him wanting to go other places. Like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I have heard them say, why not come here? But, you know, it was in different circumstances. Y'all had a different type of team. And then it was like, if they had Durant, why not bring Durant in? And I'm saying, you know, it would have made sense to bring him in at that, right before he went to the net. It would have made sense to bring him in, right? But he didn't want to come.
Okay. Okay.
You guys were rebuilding. Getting new players, getting new people. They would have built around him. Him and Bradley Beal.
Let me ask a question. Do anybody seriously see championship from both this roster and this coaching staff? Seriously, do you guys see champion in either the roster or the coaching staff?
Who we talking about, Washington?
Washington.
The Mystics?
No.
Did he say the Mystics? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I see y'all making a playoff.
I don't see no champion.
That's not the question. Not playoffs, championship. Do anyone see
I don't see
championship?
I'm not
going to
say that.
No,
I can't see that right now. They rebuilt it. I don't see that right now because they rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's even awful.
They don't even have an identity yet.
So I wouldn't even try to put them up there until I've seen like 30, 40 games.
After half a season,
then, you know, we might can start saying something like that if we see something great. But, nah, I can't even see nothing like that right now.
I'm a prime believer in don't waste that man's talent. And that's for any player. Don't waste that man's talent, you know. Now, going to New Jersey was Kevin Durant's own decision. He decided to do that. So,
and pick the team.
And the coach.
The coach. Yep.
Yeah. So he's in a situation that he asked for. The Wizards would be a situation that he did not ask for. It would be a situation here that he did not ask for.
Listen, and guess what, kid? He would have prospered if he went to Washington. See, he's trying to pick his own. He's not a coach. You can't pick your own players and in your brain. You can't use LeBron like you can put the team together in your head.
And right before I came on, I don't know if y'all heard or not. He getting ready to doo doo on Kyrie Irving and side up with Kevin Harden again, James Harden, and try to go to Philly.
I said that. Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that. My bad. No. I'm talking about last Tuesday. I told y'all that Kevin Durant was hanging out in the club with James Harden. Yep. And I said, watch. He going to want to go to Philly. Now all of a sudden he want to go to Philly or Boston.
Yep. Or Boston.
I told y'all.
He going to mess that team up.
If he ain't going nowhere because guess what?
He under contract.
Dang, he not going. Yeah, that's why. Them owners that in the Nets, they said he ain't doing nothing but having a temper tantrum. We don't care about that. He can go over there and sit down or he cannot play. But he's not being traded. So y'all can go ahead and have fun with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and have fun with that.
They're going to let Tatum go. And some other player, and then some draft players, ain't no way.
Tatum and Brown going.
Yeah, Jalen Brown already put out how disgusted he is that they even thinking about trading him.
But hey,
they ain't gonna let Tatum go.
They shouldn't let Jalen Brown go either.
Changing lanes, guys, real quick. Russell Westbrook has his L.A. fans and Laker fans and players in an uproar right now over a tweet that he liked and appreciated. And the tweet read as this. Russell Westbrook averaged 22.2 points per game, 7.4 rebounds, 7.1 assists, 52% from field goals, 41.5% from three-pointers. And Russ just liked it. And all of L.A. is in an uproar because Russ liked it. I asked you, was there anything at all wrong with what I just read off? Anything? I mean, this tweet is no different from opening your Saturday, Sunday morning paper and seeing Russell Westbrook's stat line. It's no different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What is everybody in an uproar? What is everybody mad over? Because the man liked it? I mean,
no, because they told the truth.
Exactly. My point exactly. They told the truth. You can't spin it. You can't flip the narrative. You can't do anything like this to make it what you want it to be. Because what is the word that I always say? Numbers do not lie. Numbers don't lie. So with that being said, 22.2 points per game is absolute truth. 7.4 rebounds, undisputed truth. 7.1 assists, the absolute truth. So Laker fans, Laker players, get over it. get over.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook may not have looked as good as you guys wanted him to, but let's not forget, Anthony Davis was not there. And a lot of those on the offensive side of the court, shots and balls that Russell Westbrook was scheduled to handle, those were supposed to be Anthony Davis plays.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's filling in and still contributing, hey, man, get off the man. Get off the man's back now. Cut the man some type of slack, you know? Cut him some type of slack. Don't be so hard on the man that you can't appreciate what he's given. Because I read
right.
this stat line, hey, Tree, when I read this stat
yeah.
line, I said, damn, he really wasn't playing terrible for them. You know,
mm-hmm.
he might not have been as good as they would want him to be, but it's not
mm-hmm.
like the man was playing terrible for them.
Right.
And I'm going to take it a step even further. We better be careful with this Russell Westbrook, Lakers, Durant, and Nets situation. Because these boys could be willing to trade what they got for Russell Westbrook, and Durant and Westbrook will end up on the same team again. They'll end up playing all together again.
Well, I think
they'll end up.
You know what, Kim, that you say that they, you know, the Lakers have been talking to Kyrie Irving people. They trying to
yep.
figure out a way to buy his contract because they trying to get him over to the Lakers. Because now that Durant want to leave, Kyrie like, get me out of here, save me. You know, I'm trying to leave too. Like, hey, don't leave me. So his people been in cahoots with the Laker people. So they've been trying to work out a deal to buy his contract out. And the Philadelphia people, I think, is in a cahoots to try to get Kevin Durant. I don't know who they're getting rid of, but it's rumored to be they're talking about it right now as we speak to get those players to those teams.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. Because that means all you gotta do is be a diva and stomp your feet a couple of times, holler, scream, and you're gonna get what you want.
I'm
gonna try that on my husband when I get off air.
Don't forget the name.
Oh my
goodness. Thing. He has to be a star. Only stars can do that.
Only stars
for
can
now.
Do that. Only stars can do it for now, y'all. Only stars can do that for now. So I'm gonna hold off on my comment when I said I'm gonna try that on my husband because I'm definitely not a star yet. So I'm gonna wait.
Girl, you're a star in your house. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're a star in the house. Come on, Tang.
She's the owner of the
team.
She's
the owner of the team. Boy, oh boy. Come on, Tang.
That's old 57.
That's all I was saying. That, you know, that only works for the stars. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And by in the next few years, by the time they go back to that table, they're going to switch all that up. Them owners ain't going for that no more.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way. You know, they just
get
not
a handle.
Having it.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a handle right.
Right.
Yeah, they
right.
Trying to put
right.
a
right.
Yeah.
With that team, too.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, you know, bring a little reunion back. Go back to the finals.
Yeah, exactly.
OKC reunion.
You know, that would be crazy. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back. Lady T's pick 'em. First day, I can't wait.
Time for the national anthem.
I started this body
by them. Did you body?
Get them up.
I mean you body by.
That
I mean
body.
We say you body by. I
represent.
It's 99 is thriller. MSP, yeah, they label me a drug dealer. Cause I'm bout. I mean I'm rowdy. I have
bout.
Them killers that everybody talk about.
Bout.
We doing it. We doing that.
We doing what?
We in the studio whipping up dope tracks. Cause we real.
Alright, that's enough of that one, y'all. That's enough.
Yeah.
We gotta do this thing
cool.
Right.
I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the... Talk snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up. Got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a... Dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let... Get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you have to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I leave.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth.
All right, all right. Me versus me. That's Treat. That's your girl. That's your music girl. All right. 57, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Tang, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Big boy, you here?
I'm here.
All right. Ron, 007, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's bring Captain Kirby in. What's up, Kirb?
Hey, Kirb.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? So I'm not feeling too good today. Well, I'm mad at my wife. You know, she was feeling poorly and thought maybe she might be ready to go to St. Peter's. So she called me into a bed. And She wanted to get a couple things off her chest, and she told me to look under the bed and pull out a shoebox, and I did. Opened up the shoebox, there were two eggs and a whole bunch of money. I said, "What's with these eggs?" And she says, "Every time I was unfaithful to you, I made the man give me an egg." And I think, well, 40-something years, just two eggs, you know. I said, well. That's okay, you know. And I said, what's with all this money? She said, when I got a dozen, I sold them. I said, damn.
Come on, man. Come on,
Kirby.
But seriously, I'm very happy to be here, and I'm glad Ronnie's here. It must be his week for women, you know. Since he showed up here today, but hey, Ronnie, how you doing, Ronnie?
Oh my goodness!
Chilling.
My goodness! All right, hey, listen, guys. Kirby, do you want to be a part of Lady T's picks this week? No money involved. No money this week, guys.
Right.
It's just a dry run for preseason, so we can get acclimated with how things are going to go. Once the regular season starts. But you can still pick
right.
Which team you think is going to win. So are you in with
okay.
It, Kirby, or all right.
Yeah.
Lady T,
yeah.
It's on you. On you, Lady T.
Oh, I got Kirby, okay.
And I'm going to get Reach, Lady T, I'm going to get Reach and Debo's pick. I'm going to get Reach and Debo's pick once we get off the air. And I'll send them to you. All right?
Got you. That's a bet.
All right.
That is a bet.
That's,
all right,
that's
you guys.
Close.
We're going to do tonight's game. Are we doing tonight and tomorrow, Kale, or just tonight?
The whole weekend. The whole weekend. We're going to do
the whole weekend.
All
the way to Sunday? Okay,
yes,
got you. Let's go, you guys. Let's go. We only got a couple of minutes. Let's go. All right, Giants versus the Patriots. If you guys could do me one small favor, if I'm not talking to you, can you mute yourself and wait for me to call your name and then unmute yourself? Everybody mute themselves, and then when I call your name, then you come up. That'll be perfect. Thank you.
And also, Tree, to the people online that want to participate, we're going to give you guys a chance once the actual Lady T's pick starts. We're going to give you guys a chance to get involved. You type your choices in, and then Lady T will transfer them to the sheet for this week, for that week.
Facts.
Right? All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Absolutely. So everybody can be involved in the picking of Lady T's pick. So, okay, you guys, tonight we have the Giants versus the Patriots. Listen, you guys, this is a preseason game. I don't have no info on who's playing or none of that. We just need a pick, okay? This is a dry run. Giants versus the Patriots. Come on, Tang, you start us out.
Going with the Giants.
Okay, 57.
Patriots.
007.
Patriots.
Big boy.
I'm going with the Giants.
Come on, Kirby.
I'm going with Patriots.
All right.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Patriots.
Okay.
Hey, and Reese wants to get in. I'm going to time her in right now. Reese, are you with
okay.
us?
Come on, Reese. Oh, she can go online and do it. Put her answers online. It's up to her.
Okay.
Come on, Reese.
We ain't heard her voice in forever.
I know.
Yeah, she...
I want to hear her voice.
I know. Come on, Reese. Come on, Reese. You on.
Well, let me get y'all minds while we wait for Reese. I'm going to get y'all minds. I am going with the Giants.
Okay.
Now, Reese, we're back to you, babe.
She picked the Patriots. She texted to me the Patriots. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So you got Titans versus – did I miss anybody?
Reese, you hear?
I got everybody.
Okay.
Who I missed?
Nobody.
We
nobody.
Good?
You good.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
I got you, but we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you guys. Titans versus the Ravens.
Been that long, huh?
Titans versus the Ravens.
Titans versus
the
Rams.
Ravens, you guys.
I thought that was the Rams.
Huh? You tell me Ravens.
Titans play the Rams, right?
I
want
you to see my... You said the Rams versus the Chargers.
Hold on. Chargers.
Don't be telling me you gave me some information ain't right.
I'm sorry. You're right. No, it's Ravens versus the Chargers, Rams versus the Titans.
Yeah, that you didn't... I had to do my homework, y'all. I was relying on my co-host.
over real, you got
so
Ravens.
So it's the Titans versus the Chargers? Is that what y'all saying?
No, it's the Ravens. On my thing, it's the Ravens. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
saying
today at 7:30, Titans versus the Ravens.
That's what I got.
Yeah, it is Titans. Yeah, it's Titans versus the Ravens.
Hey,
this preseason, damn it.
I can't believe you're going to tell me what's up over there. I know you, bro. Stop it.
It's
somebody's smoking,
man.
Come on with your pitch since you're talking. Come on with your pitch. Titans versus the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Got you. All right, come on, Tang, since you helped me out, too.
I'm going with the Titans.
Come on, 57.
Warning, none of these picks might be right.
You said Titans?
Yeah. We might be dealing with last year's schedule.
I like the Ravens.
What do you think?
007 said the Ravens.
Come on, Reed. The Ravens. Come on, big boy.
Ravens.
Mute the phone, Reed.
Mute the phone, Reed. Kirby, come on.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Okay.
You said Ravens? All right, come on, y'all. Let's move it on. I'm picking Ravens. All right, y'all. For tomorrow's game, I need y'all to pick it up. When I call y'all name, we got to move it, y'all. We got to move it. So y'all pay attention.
Did you call Big Boy?
Falcons
Did
versus...
you call Big Boy?
Yeah, I got Big Boy. Big Boy got said Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Big Boy.
Okay.
Only person I didn't get was Debo. You said you'll text that to me.
Yeah.
Falcons-Lions. Yeah. Falcons-Lions. The last team is always the team where we're playing at. Just know that. Falcons-Lions. Come on, 57.
Falcons.
007.
Lions.
Same.
Lions.
Kale.
Lions.
Reese. Come on, Reese.
I need your phone.
Come on.
Come on, Kirby.
I'm going with the Lions.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm going Falcons as well. We'll come back to Reese. Browns versus the Jets. Oh, Betty online said Ravens. I got you. Okay. All right, y'all. The next one is Browns versus the Jets. Browns versus the Jets. Come on, Kirby.
I'm going with the Browns.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going with the Browns, too.
Let's go, Tang. Come on, 57.
Browns.
Come on, 007.
Jaguars.
Come on, Kale.
That daggone 007. What? Jags, man. Jags. That boy, I tell you.
I am going Jags as well. Tang, you still there?
Brown.
Did I miss anybody? All right. Next one we have is Jets-Eagles. Jets-Eagles. Come on, 007.
Eagles by a landslide.
Don't do that.
Jets.
Come on, Tang.
Jets.
I'm going Jets as well. Kale.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I know that's right. Oh, BJ online said Eagles. Okay. Big boy.
Eagles. Keep it NFC East.
Come on, Kirby.
Eagles. I said Eagles.
That's all that was there.
All right, you guys, the next one, let's move it right along. We're doing good, y'all. Cardinals, Bengals. Cardinals, Bengals. Come on, let's see who's going to start with. Come on, big boy, let's start with you.
Cardinals.
You said Cardinals?
Yeah, Cardinals.
Okay. Come on, Kirby.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Okay. Oh, Betty online says Bengals. Okay, 007. Meet your phone, Kirby.
Yeah, the Bengals going to pick themselves up.
I'm going to pick the Cardinals.
Okay. 007, you said Bengals?
Yep.
I got the red bird.
Come on, 57.
Bengals.
Okay.
Bengals.
Come on, Kay.
Bengals.
I'm going Bengals. Betty online went Bengals as well. Next one is a doozy, and this is a night game, you guys. This is a 8:30 game, and it's going to be a blockbuster game. So Packers, 49ers, we playing in 49er house, okay? Levi Stadium.
Amen.
Y'all already know I'm putting 49ers down for my name. Come on, 57.
Who playing?
You got my nerves. Packers, 49ers.
Oh, you know I'm going with the Packers. Come on now.
I don't know that. Come on, 007.
On 49ers. I don't trust the Packers.
Come on, Shane.
49ers. You don't trust nobody.
Come on, Kale. Y'all miss your phone.
Packers, Green Bay.
That's how you going in preseason, too? You acting like this in preseason?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Daniel Lassie, 49ers. Big boy, what did you say?
I'm on 49ers.
I'm so glad you're here, big boy. I'm so glad. Come on, Kirby.
49ers.
All right, Kirby. All right, y'all. Let's keep it moving to the Saturday 1 p.m. game. 1 p.m. game, you guys. Panthers versus those Commanders. We got the Panthers versus the Commanders, you guys. And
I'm going with the Commanders.
That name's so long. Jesus, it's going to take me all day to write this. 57.
Yes, ma'am. I can't hear you. Okay.
Y'all mute your phones. Everybody mute your phones. Panthers versus the Commanders. I'm sorry. Panthers, Commanders.
I'm going with the Panthers.
You play too much.
The Panthers.
Come on, 007.
Commanders.
He's
compelled. Come on, Kale.
Washington football team.
He get on my nerves. Betty online says Commanders.
Come on,
well, I already know Kirby. I ain't even going to call you Kirby. I got you. Commanders.
Yeah.
I got you.
You're
yeah. Big boy, I got you too. I got you too, big boy. Commanders. You got to wake your voice. You ain't gotta waste your voice. I know where your heart at, bro. Trust me.
This is hard to digest.
Chiefs versus the Bears, guys. Chiefs and Bears. I'm trying to get through it so we can talk about some of them. Chiefs and Bears, guys. Come on, Kale, start it out.
I'm going to go Bears.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I went Panthers. Oh, okay. You went Bears?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Chiefs. Kane?
Chiefs.
57?
Chiefs.
007?
Chiefs.
Come on, Kurt.
Chiefs.
Big boy, bring us up.
Bears.
You said Chiefs?
You
oh,
said
Bears.
You heard him. Go get your twin power.
Okay, online is picking Chiefs. Betty Anderson is picking Chiefs. Okay.
Okay.
This is a 4 p.m. game, guys. 4 p.m. game. Colts, Bills. I am going to start this one off. I am taking the Bills. I'm going to go to Kirby. Come on, Kirby. Colts, Bills.
I'm going with the Colts.
Okay.
Baltimore Colts.
Okay. Come on, big boy.
Hey, for some reason, I want to go Colts, too. Colts.
Okay. Online is picking the Bills. Miss Betty is picking the Bills. Kane, what say you?
I'm going with the Bills.
Come on, Kale.
The Bills.
Come on, 57.
I'm going to have me a Colt 45.
You get on my nerves. 007.
Bills.
You want a Colt too?
The
I'm
Bills.
Going to Bill.
Okay. All right, guys. That was almost a sweep, but it was three Colts. All right, you guys. This is our 7 p.m. game. We're still on Saturday, 7 p.m. game. We got the Atlanta Hawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I know you are. And I already put the Steelers down for you, baby. I got you. I read your mind. Come on, 007.
You say Seahawks?
No, sweetie. I said Hawks and the Steelers. The Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. The Seahawks.
Yeah, I thought
so
it was Seahawks and the Steelers. It's Seahawks and the Steelers, Tree.
What
okay.
I say, Atlanta Hawks?
You said Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
that's a win if we had the Hawks.
I was somewhere. I was trying to put two people together at one time. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm out of
college.
Come on,
Miss Stacy. What you doing up there, man?
I'm sorry. Y'all don't beat me up all at once. I apologize.
We're gonna get you. Hey,
come
listen,
on,
y'all. This preseason, y'all. We working the kinks out. Bear with us. Come on, 007.
There you go, bro. Thank you. Thank you.
The Seahawks.
I knew that. Yeah, I was giving myself a hold. Come on, 007.
Yeah, Geno Smith and the Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah, Geno Smith.
Come on, Kane.
Well.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Come on,
Hey, I got a break with some breaking news. Debo been sending his picks right along with it. I'm going to still give them to you, Tree. But Debo picked Pittsburgh for this game versus Seattle. I'm taking Seattle. I'm taking Seattle.
Of course.
Yeah, because at least we know the quarterback for Seattle. Who's quarterback of Pittsburgh?
You know.
We'll discuss that
later.
What's
Big Boy? What you got, Big Boy?
Hey, I'm
going
to go with the
Seahawks. You okay. Come on, Kirby. Who you got? Kirby.
I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right now, y'all. We almost done, y'all. Dolphins and the Bucks. Tampa Bay Bucks, guys. The Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Come on, Kirby, start us out.
I'm going to go with Miami.
Okay. Come on, Big Boy, follow up.
Hey, Tampa Bay.
Betty said Tampa Bay as well. Come on, 007. Come on, 57.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
Miami.
Oh, you had your chance, bro.
My bad.
I got you, bro. Over there, I got you. I got both of y'all. Come on, Tang.
Going with Miami.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
Going with Miami.
I'm going Dolphins as well. All right, guys, the next one is the 8 o'clock game. The New Orleans Saints is playing the Texans. The Saints at the Texans, guys. I'm going to start this one out. I'm just going to say, I'm going to pick Texans. Come on, kid, what you got?
I like the Texans as well.
Come on, tell me who you got.
I'm sorry, let's see. Who you say the two teams were?
Saints, Texans.
I'm going with the Texans.
Come on, 57.
Saints.
Come on, 007.
Texans.
007, Ronnie, come on.
Texans.
Come on, Big Boy.
I'm going New Orleans.
I can't hear you.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, gotcha. And Kirby.
New Orleans Saints.
I got you. And online is saying Saints. Cowboys and the Broncos, guys. Cowboys and the Broncos. 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. We're playing in Denver. Tank, I already got you. Cowboys blue.
I'm going with Denver. I'm going with Denver. You don't have
me. Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh. All these families trying to pull out all the stops on the T. Yeah, you know what I mean? Brand new and
no,
two.
Hey, Big Bruh, I'm playing to win the game.
Okay.
It's
okay.
We
only got a few more picks, and we're going to discuss everything.
Right.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Come on,
I'm sorry, lady. I'm Broncos.
I'm going Cowboys.
You would.
57.
Well, go ahead.
I'm going to pick them bees. Them Broncos.
I was going to say, who is that?
Yo, both of them bees.
Yeah, because it could be
the
street.
Exactly.
Come on,
oh my goodness.
Hey, Cowboy.
Cowboy.
How you think your boy? You see, come on, yeah.
Hey,
look.
Come
on, come on.
Playing to win.
BJ, who you got, BJ? Come on, Kirby.
Denver gonna beat them for the fucking Cowboys.
Okay, system, 19-25. Raiders.
Okay, 19
Raiders 25, the other team 19.
Right.
Come on, 007. Get your
Raiders.
Winner and the score.
Raiders 23-20. Raiders.
23-20. I got you. Come on, Tang.
Hey, you're not going to be riding my coattail this year.
Raiders.
You said 27-13?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Raiders 28-21.
I am going Vikings. I'm going 31-30. Kirby?
I'm going with the Raiders, 31-20.
Woo! Come on, big boy, bring us up.
I'm going with the Vikings.
I can't hear your score. What's your score again?
21-17.
21-17 online. Betty Anderson got the Raiders. And she picked 27-13. And hey, my friend, is Lady T Pick.
All right, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me, Carol?
What?
No, I ain't here. Hey, baby. Uncle Kill Angel. How are you? I love you. I love you. Oh, all right, y'all, we got to go to the commercial now. My baby.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
ヘッベンガ。
Hello. Hey. We back. Let me bring my man in. What's up, Cap?
Hey,
oh, Cap hung up. Cap hung up as soon as I brought him. Oh, he is. What's up, Cap?
Hey, Cap.
Take your phone off, Cap. All right. We'll roll. Cap, come in when you're ready. Thank you guys for your participation. Hey, listen, I'm serious. If you're at home and you're near the television, please turn on NFL Network and look at Michael Irvin's shape up. I'm serious. Somebody took a hot butter knife to this man's head, y'all. Somebody take this player up. I'm serious, John. This is the worst
thing. Hey, but look.
Oh, my goodness.
57 said it earlier. Wait till you see Jalen Rose jump. Oh, my gracious.
Oh, really?
Oh, is he Jalen Rose? Yeah.
Yes, Jalen Rose, man. I don't know
what
he's thinking about.
Wow.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Kale, yeah. Please stop rooting for the Yankees. Please stop rooting for the Yankees.
Hey, no, you know what? You miss baseball. Being cute, trying to do your Diana Ross, I'm going to make an entrance. You miss baseball, Mrs. Ross.
No. Whether I miss it or not, all I know is ever since you sat on here and proclaimed that we was going all the way, we've been getting our butt whipped, man.
Hey, look. I bet you said, listen.
Now that Kale is on, you know, saying that we're gonna win, watch we lose. Watch.
Hey, look. I bet you looked at the last game and said at the end of it, that band would kill you.
The last three series, bro. Sis can tell you. On Sunday nights, I'm like, I ain't even watching baseball tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, you, come on, man. You know how it goes, man. They'll get back to old form before it's over with, man. That's how about
hopefully.
Yeah, they'll be doing these things again real soon, man. Yeah, I mean, let it ride. Let it ride.
Yeah, well, look, when they do, you just go on and buy that Mets hat.
I ain't doing it. My beef tonight is with 007 picking them cow bones. Listen, sir, and the Eagles. And if I'm not mistaken, that Barry told he picked everybody in our division. 007. Please explain yourself, sir. Is he still
going to
learn
anyway?
Do what? You see what I'm saying, 007? This is what happened.
She trying to be in my head, bro.
She
trying to get you in my
head. I've been watching the training camps, and you know, Cooper Rush, you know, the backup quarterback, you know, looking up the par, but I did pick the Commanders.
007.
I didn't even want to say that name.
If you like watching men run around in their underwear, that's your personal business, man. You know what I'm talking about? We only compare guys when they have someone to play against and they're playing against someone. Now, until we get a grasp, another word, see, check that out. Soon as we get a grasp on what our team is and how they're going to do, then we make our picks accordingly. But right now,
okay.
No,
how about this? How about this?
Most of our likes and dislikes. Go ahead.
We just fired the coach because they felt that he didn't have that amp up the team or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, for example,
not
you know,
the team. Not the team.
I mean, well,
the
defensive line.
His position.
Exactly. The defensive line.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? They needed somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's going to help the front so they could push up the front to get the quarterback more. You know what I'm saying? And like, for example, you know, in years, I'm not moved for the Cowboys. And, you know, but I see what I see. They linebackers is like that. They not do linebacker blitzes.
No, they're not.
Parson getting sacks and everything. The duo, number one in every category last year.
Parson is good. I'll give you that. Parson is good. I'll give you that. But you haven't seen
Burgundy go all day. I'm just telling the truth. Stephon Diggs was getting burned.
That brother playing
to
win the game.
You don't know if that's the truth, bro. We haven't seen them as a unit. All we seen is them running around in underwears, man.
Last year they was ranked number one in every category.
We picked up that dude from the Vikings to
Bob, man. Stop watching NFL Network, man. You sound just like them. Last year. Well, last year they had a hell of a chili squad. Are they going to have a hell of a chili squad this year?
I mean, I hope not, but I just see what I see. Right now,
what do you see?
Number one, man.
What do you see?
Well,
you see a bunch of men running around in their underwear,
bro. I'm going to ask you this question: is Dak Prescott numbers going to fall this year?
Is his numbers going to fall? No. Well, bruh, we better hope Dak finishes the season this year. That's what we need to worry about with Dak Prescott. Because last I checked, that shoulder, it might have been okay to come back last year, but is it going to sustain him this year? No bad luck put on your team at all, big bruh. But let's speak facts here.
Let's you sounded like the commentators here from last year, too. That's the same thing you were saying.
Say,
you sounded like last year.
No, no.
Yeah.
What,
I was
going to
say, here we go again.
What you said last year. So what's wrong with 007 sounding like them from last year?
Hey, answer me. What commentators last year said this about the Cowboys? Because everybody
You commentate.
You hear
I only I didn't talk to a lot of fans that didn't like that, even on opposite teams. You was the only one that kept telling us that I hope his shoulder stay up. I hope his shoulder stay up. His shoulder stayed up the whole thing.
No.
Now we back on his shoulder again.
I remember a couple of missed throws. And the first thing they came out their mouth and said, that shoulder. That was the first thing
they
reported.
He still played the whole. That was cool. How many touchdowns did he have and how many yards did he have with that shoulder? In our division with all the quarterbacks. Why are we even talking about that? His shoulder is okay.
Because he's a cow bum and we sell feet. If his shoulder is okay. Because, this defense is going to test that. For real.
I can't wait to the fourth game of the season, man. We're going to really
man,
see what his shoulder look like.
You can't. You can't.
And then, like 007 said, I know he wanted to mention Barr, Minnesota Vikings linebacker that we picked up. Man, that linebacker core going to be so vicious this year. It's going to be terrible,
Every year the Cowboys pick up a phenomenal player and they give him, they hype him up and he's supposed to be this and he's supposed to be that, but y'all finish the same. Every year.
And on that note,
last year. We had a rookie came in that was hyped up and did what he was supposed to do. What you talking about? Do you remember last year?
Okay. What was the result? Where did y'all go last year?
What was the result? Okay. I got you, what you're saying. Yes, we didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but you saying the results of what he did? He crushed every linebacker. That's what he did.
I know the results of what he did. But I thought that we was looking at this thing for team accomplishment, not individual.
But he did a lot for the team. Why do you think we was number one in defense, bro? We was number one.
Ain't no love.
We was number one. That's what he did. He made us the number one defense.
On that note, we're going to have to take it up on Tuesday. Can y'all hold your position? Everybody hold their position. I got one thing to say. Welcome to football season. For those of you that don't know, this is how it goes on Kale's Corner. Welcome to football.
I love it. Everybody hold their positions. Tang, you stay fast in what you believe. Kel, you stay fast in what you believe. 57, you the same.
Always.
Everybody hold fast until next week. Okay, guys, we got to put a little stamp right there. A little stamp. Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. We love you guys. And now that football is back, oh, my God. Kale and Ms. T, we also like to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you guys, like, so very much. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can log on and catch us anytime between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram
just look up Kel's Corner. You guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean, and you guys can listen to us there. You guys, we love, love, love you guys. We want you guys to support us and be in the Lady T's Picks. So you guys, come on and join us. And y'all, I'm telling you, we're going to have so much fun. Kel, what you got to say? Bring us up, Kel.
If you love them, they should already know. Welcome to football.
Absolutely.
We'll see y'all Tuesday. We will see y'all Tuesday. Yabby? Yataba? Ready?
Yeah. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Kiki Boo. Hey, that Kiki Boo. Daddy, baby.
Yeah.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
billers.
Stop the phone.
Your eyes for real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Just watch my back. I got your friend.
Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get sucked. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. Hey, the crook, son. You just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got some trust safeguarding my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hole for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'm believed illegal. And once my kid on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because the freak. Sunday shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. The numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot.
to turn nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
$100 bill.